In this week's Parsha, Parshas Mishpatim, we have the most famous words in our history, the famous words that really make us a nation. And those are the words of Kol Asher Diber Hashem Na'aseh V'Nishma. We turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we say, Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever it is that you're going to tell us to do, we're going to do it. First we accept on ourselves our doing, and then we say, we will hear. It's unclear if these parshiyos are written in order, meaning we're now in Parshas Mishpatim, and Aseret HaDibros were given to us in Parshas Yisrei. So the Ramban says, yes, these parshiyos are written as it actually happened, which means Na'aseh V'Nishma were actually said after we got the Aseret HaDibros, and the Nishma is going on everything else that you're going to tell us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever it is that we haven't heard yet, we will continue to do everything that you tell us to do. Or Rashi disagrees, and Rashi says, no, this parsha was actually written. The whole end of Parshas Mishpatim is really meant to be placed before Har Sinai. It's just written after Har Sinai. Either way, these are profoundly significant words, and they impact our entire theology. It impacts the way that we view Yiddishkeit. The way to translate these words, Na'aseh V'Nishma, it's not only we'll do and then hear, or not only we'll do and obey, but do and understand, meaning the Nishma. It's like when you say in English, I hear you, which means I understand you, meaning it's not just the physical hearing that we have to do, but we say, Na'aseh, Hashem, I will do what it is that you want me to do, v'nishma, even before I understand it. This order of that expression, meaning the priority that we give to action over understanding, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, the Chazal say, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yatsasa Baskal V'Amra, Baskal came out and said, Mi Gila Raz Zelavanai, who taught this secret to my children? Raz Shemalache Hasharas Mishtamshimbai. This is the secret of the Malachim, that they do without understanding. And who taught you, my children, Klal Yisrael, to say this, or to do this, or to live this? And although Yiddishkeit is full of understanding, meaning that there's a tremendous value given to being intellectuals in Yiddishkeit, and so much of our time is spent learning to understand, and we daven every morning and we say, Lahavin ulahaskil, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help us hear and help us understand and help us know and help us with depth to get what it is that we're doing. However, there is still value to this proclamation of Klal Yisrael, this Na'aseh V'Nishma, that I will do it even without understanding. And there's three ways we can understand this. I'm quoting from a shir given by Rabbi Norman Lamb. And number one, the natural way to learn something is to live it. When a child learns his mother's tongue, he's not doing it by sitting and teaching and learning the grammar of it. I remember teaching English in Eretz Yisrael many years ago and having to learn English myself in an entirely new way that I never learned it before, meaning I never knew the difference between the different tenses and the verbs and what does it mean when I say I am walking as opposed to saying I walk, and to be able to distinguish that I am walking means I am doing it right now, whereas I walk means I always walk or I walk every day. And it was interesting for me to see that I never actually learned English. I spoke English because that's my natural language, that's my mother tongue, and I learned it by doing it, not by understanding why I say I am walking instead of saying I walk. Learning the rules of something means that we're foreign. When it's a foreign language, I learn the rules. And so too with mitzvahs and halachos, the way our children learn to keep Shabbos is not by learning halachos, of course, although of course they will learn the halachos, but the way our children learn about Shabbos is by being part of our Shabbos table and experiencing Shabbos. If Yiddishkeit is to be native to us, if we don't want to be foreigners in Yiddishkeit, if it's going to be natural and not mechanical, if it's going to come from within and not from without, if we're going to be alive in our Yiddishkeit, then we have to do Na'aseh V'Nishma, meaning we've got to do it. And then we can understand it, because after the Na'aseh, of course there's room for understanding, and certainly as we get older, we want to strengthen our Yiddishkeit and our observance by understanding as well. That's how we make it our own. But first and foremost, we have to live it, and then we can teach it. When I run my camp in Moscow, and my counselors can't speak a word of Russian, and yet our campers learn so much just from experience in Yiddishkeit, even if they don't get the deep intellectual lectures, which they'll get afterwards, but the introduction to Yiddishkeit comes through living it. And that's the first Na'ase V'Nishma. In order for it to be not foreign, but to be real, we do it first. And then, of course, not only should we must understand it, but that comes after the living it. The second value we find in the Na'ase V'Nishma approach is love. When you love, you do what the person you love asks you to do, even before you understand it. We take care of our loved ones. We take care of our children. Why do we take care of our children? Now, we can go and quote all kinds of psychology books that talk about attachment and the importance of attachment and the different types of attachment and the different ways that we can create that attachment. But if you're only doing things because technically it's the right thing to do and you're missing the love, then all the technical reasons for doing something are not going to suffice. And on the other hand, if we have the love, of course it's nice to have the understanding, and of course it's nice to know what it is and why it is that we are doing and what it accomplishes when we do, and of course it's helpful to have the underlying reasons. But the primary sensation is, I love you and that's why I'm doing it. And in Yiddishkeit, our service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the highest level comes from Ahavas Hashem, the love between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and man. And if one davens because he loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not because it's an exercise in, if I say these words in this order, if I say these words in that order, or if I understand the history of where it comes from exactly to put these words there and then I put those words there, of course all of our understanding enhances our tefillah. But the fulfillment and the emotional experience of tefillah comes from our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If one follows the mitzvahs because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to do it, and not because my superficial intellectualism is telling me that this is the right thing to do, then that's the way I can truly serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we love, we're responding immediately and with a positivity of any request that is made, even before we understand why, because nothing else is important. Because when there's love, then if you ask me to come here, I don't say why, I come, because I want to come. Whereas if I'm coming out of service, if I am a servant, not a son, not a daughter, then I might want to understand why before I do. Or if I'm signing a contract as an employee, then I'm going to read it over carefully and I'm going to make sure that it's a fair contract and I'm going to make sure that I understand all the clauses. But we don't sign contracts when we're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the Na'ase V'Nishma. I'm going to do it and then I'll try and understand it, but my first approach is that of love. And finally, Na'ase V'Nishma talks about discipline and self-restraint, without which we cannot really be Torah Jews, which means that we have to come into Yiddishkeit with a commitment to keep the Torah mitzvahs, whether or not it's convenient for us at this minute, whether or not it's something that exactly fits into my schedule. When we try to fit our Yiddishkeit around our lives, it doesn't work. There's always going to be 100 reasons why not. I always say that if we were told intellectually that it's a good thing to have 25 hours a week where we don't answer our phones and we don't use our cars and that we're not busy, we would, and we can choose those 25 hours whenever we want to choose those 25 hours. Those 25 hours would never come. We would say, I'll start in an hour, I'll start in 2 hours, I'll start tomorrow, not today, I have something else to take care of today. And it would never happen, even though in our brains we could understand that it's an important thing to do. When we say Na'ase V'Nishma, it gives us the koyach, the power of restraint, of saying, I'm going to do this, and the moment the sun sets, Shabbos starts, whether it's convenient for me at this moment or not. Of course we all wait for Shabbos. We can't wait for Shabbos to come. But if it was in our hands, it would never start. And so too with Taras HaMishpacha, and so too with Kashrus, and so too with all the things that we do, knowing that we don't have a choice, that we have committed to this Na'aseh V'Nishma, allows us to be from Jews. And without it, it would be nearly impossible. So we have three themes in our Na'aseh V'Nishma. Number one, the naturalness that comes from the action, the love, and the discipline. And at the beginning, we started with a bas kol that came out that says, who revealed the secret of the malachim? It's interesting that we say every day in our tefillah about the malachim, we say they are kulam ahuvim, kulam berurim, kulam giborim. And perhaps these three values come back to our values of Na'aseh V'Nishma. Say the malachim, we say about the malachim, kulam ahuvim, they are all beloved. That's the element of love. Kulam berurim, they are all pure, natural, straightforward, not foreign, but they understand it. They've been born into it. It's something that's very clear to them. And then kulam giborim, they are all strong people, strong malachim. They are disciplined because the malachim, and we, Klal Yisrael, we are disciplined and we have strength and we restrain our natural instincts that would tell us to relax, to wait, to do, to eat, to live, to do whatever it is that we want to do. And we say, no, we live by this Na'aseh V'Nishma. And all three elements are present. And therefore, v'chulam oisim be'ema uv'yira ritzon koinam. All are able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the proper intentions and with the proper fear. And so too we, who have this secret from the Malachim of Na'aseh V'Nishma, to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with naturalness, with love, and with restraint.